You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Synthetic Children, that's the Auto Angel Dreams Come True remix of Dreams Come Through, which is also made in collaboration with Impress. Kia ora C, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, I'm really good, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thanks for chatting with us, and congratulations once again on a beautiful record that has now had a spectacular remix treatment done to it, which is a pretty special thing as an artist. How do you feel having your synthetic, you know, children work reinterpreted by your mates?
Yeah, I have more children now.
You do?
I was quite nervous about it because I've only ever really done like a couple of one-off single remixes from Hayden, who used to be Takaro Techno Club and is now Club Tremaine. He kind of started me off early in my music journey by lending me synths, so it sort of made sense that he wanted to remix some tunes as well. And I really trusted what he was doing. And then this latest album was a much more personal thing. Mm-hmm. Like I felt like it was much more accurately getting across what I'd been trying to get across for the last couple of years. And so it was a little bit weird to let it go and hand out all the stems to people. But
yeah, it's
once
a freaky
I started
feeling.
Getting oh yeah, it is. And but once I started getting tracks back, I was like, oh my god, like this is why I love my friends. Like they heard what I was trying to do and they took it further and they took it in their own directions. And so I was just super, super stoked that I was right to do this. Yeah.
That's a really special feeling, because it's quite hard to know when you make something and you put it out into the world. It's quite hard to know actually how it's resonating with people. There is no more, I guess, direct way of understanding that than hearing people sort of pull out specific ideas from your songs in a remix, or add something that kind of recontextualizes it. For you also, you know, as you said, this is quite a personal album, and it's been something that was quite a journey or an experience to create. The process of then letting other people play around with it must have a different layer to it too. How did you sort of choose friends that you felt would be right for songs, or did you just let them pick what, you know, they were enjoying? How did that kind of process work?
There was a real focus on asking people who had been around the Synthetic Children Project and like helping out since the start. So there's quite a few people on there, like New Mind and Club Tremaine, and ABG, who I've been friends with from the start. And it was kind of like this would be really wholesome and like kind of help complete this part of the story.
Yeah.
And then there was also like a real incentive for me to ask as many trans musicians as I could convince that it was a good idea to put their name on my project. And that was a really beautiful part of it too, because I guess the transgender element, like, of the Synthetic Children co-papa, it hadn't really ever been like stated or vocalized until this album. So, yeah, and that's why I really enjoy what Auto Angel did with the remix you just heard, because it is such a stark difference to the rest of the original album. And I think it really emphasizes that euphoria and fun, which is something that I've struggled to put into my music, and so I'm just so happy that someone else could do it justice.
Totally. That's a really nice feeling as well, you know, to sort of blow it out into its, you know, lived context as well. It's so what you need your friends for, as well as to remind you of all the bits of yourself and the, you know, bits of your experiences that sometimes when you're in your head can be quite hard to see. And that's something that I think is like, when you look at a group of friends working on one person's project, like a remix album, you get a really beautiful version of that, where you see all those different shades of yourself through the way your friends kind of experience your music, perhaps.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, like, it's very clear to me that they haven't just taken the stems and rearranged them. Like, they've completely reaffected the whole emotional context of the tracks. So the only track that had any parameters around it was Body, because that's the most explicitly trans track. So the only people who were offered to remix Body, or able to remix Body, were producers who were happy to identify as trans.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, everyone else just picked a track and they kind of took it in their own direction. Like, I think the Just George remix is a really like great example of that, because Just George is, I'm going to secretly reveal who they are for your listeners. That,
love a revelation on the breakfast show.
Yeah, unsure if it's legally okay, but we're going to do it. It's Abby Symes, who is the current manager of The Stomach.
That is a Palmy big revelation. Legend.
Yeah, and it's their first ever remix, and they were really nervous to do it, and they also, like, it self-admittedly find my music scary.
That's a great compliment, I feel.
Yeah. And so they took the remix into their world, and they took it into this place of, like, it sounds like Robin or one of those kind of poppy dance projects.
Mm.
And I'm so happy that my song about dysphoria got turned into this kind of beautiful, uplifting dance tune.
That's amazing. I'm so pleased that you've revealed it was Abby to us, because what a cool person to have do secretly amazing pop bangers. That's a very awesome thing to know. And a really beautiful version of that song too. One we're going to listen to now maybe sits more in the scarier aspect, perhaps, to use Abby's words, but this is the Wet Mouth remix of Bad Way to God. How did you feel receiving this one? Because this song's taken quite a crunchy direction, and I really enjoy that about this track.
Yeah, I just thought it was so badass. And Wet Mouth is a radio control volunteer who I bumped into earlier this year, and they started making music as Wet Mouth like very recently, and was like anonymously releasing their music, and we kind of just had to track them down. Like, we were like, we need to know who this person is. And when we tracked them down, they just started volunteering at Control and editing videos for us and all sorts, and they started making beats at work. And I was just like so blown away that this person had never made music before.
So cool.
And just dived straight in at the deep end and was so keen to remix it. And then it came back and I was like, this sounds like it's been produced by, like, you know, someone who's been in the game for a while, because it's so crunchy and so gnarly. Yeah, I just love it. Yeah,
it's an awesome thing. I also love that the true student radio way to get people. It's like, I like that song, I'm going to find you and I'm gonna encourage you to come and hang out here because you seem cool.
Yeah, we had to like ID them through the guitar that was taken. There was like a photo of their guitar, but no photos of their face.
And
we found them by stalking the guitar.
That is so good sleuthing. Congratulations on being able to track them down. That's extremely good. You could add detective to your resume for that alone, I feel. See?
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, thanks for speaking with us this morning about the excellent remix album, Synthetic Children remix album, which is out now. It's up on Bandcamp and is also a fundraiser, of course, for Gender Minorities Aotearoa and Medical Aid for Palestinians, two fantastic causes that need a bit of aroha at the moment, particularly as well. Thank you, C, for chatting with us, and we will see you very soon.
Thanks heaps for having me.
Always a pleasure. This is Bad Way to God by Synthetic Children, remixed by Wet Mouth.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.